I'll roll pretty well. Five?
Mm-hmm. Am I dead?
No, you have force field up, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty tough to take down. Unless they roll really well. Let's see. I think you have, like, 11 body with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 1, 2, 3. That's 3 points.
Ooh.
It rocks you. It knocks you back into the wall.
Like a hurricane?
Let's see. The other robot... Oh, well, he leaves.
My job is done.
Then that's her. So he walks back out.
He probably picked up some dude.
But he didn't. Why is that?
It's not his programming. The other guy's supposed to do that. He's just supposed to gas people. That's why he's going with gas.
There's a reason. Okay. We can answer the rules. So you're 43?
49.
Okay, well, what do you want to do?
Grab the rest of them now. That's all of them, right?
Yes, so you can grab the rest of them and put them out.
Okay.
Eric, what do you want to do?
Okay, when I get out, the crowd of people,
uh-huh.
And I want to see who's smiling. Dead giveaway.
I already checked.
Who's smiling?
The girl.
Was she?
She revels in destruction.
Could be it.
Could be. Maybe she's kinky.
But I'm attracted to bad girls. Oh, wait. I'm married. Wait. I stabbed myself in the face.
You were both married. Jesus.
But she was kind of tolerant.
I shoot. Go on this left. I miss.
Okay. So one of them already left. The other guy is trying to. Oh, that's really tough. So as you, when you come in, he shoots you.
Okay.
So let's see if you can take you down. What's your deck? Like 7.
Mm-hmm.
What's your body?
5.
All these guys are tough. I take 4 points.
Ow. Okay.
These guys are tough.
Just give me one good shot.
You might have your chance.
Has to be really good, though.
Go ahead and make an initial roll. They're just rolling lower and lower.
One of these dice is stuck on the ground.
You ran out of coffee.
Yeah.
What did you get?
55.
Where did you go first?
I shoot it.
Okay. Got his force shield up. Nee, 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 nee.
That's true. Probably not going to hurt it. I hide behind Eric. No. I'll shoot it.
Okay. Go ahead. Step back to 7.
Dex was 7, huh? So I need a 9 to hit it.
Yeah. Aren't you gonna pull your punch?
I don't think it's a mech. Oh shit! 30 so far.
Oh well, half it's alive though.
46.
Pretty good. That might actually take it down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, got a body of 10.
Okay.
God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9 plus 6. 6, 15.
15?
Yeah.
It goes down.
Yeah, I told you, why is it not? That's all I mean. Double 5, double 0, and then 16. That's not that bad.
You hear a scream.
Eek!
From within the room.
Oh my god! It's so bad!
Was it a woman?
Yes.
She didn't expect a robot to get killed.
Robots don't get killed. They get disabled.
That's true.
I think that
well,
was
they can
a little pieces.
It's got a big hole in it.
Fish, we're not
going to chase it. But you did hear a scream from outside.
I go outside. Right, outside.
I'm in a cab. I'll be there in half an hour.
Halfway out.
So one of the other robot grabbed the girl and is running away.
Damn it! I knew it. I shouldn't have left her. I'll chase a robot.
Make a flight roll.
Eight.
Eight, you catch up to him. Do you want to chase after it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Make your run roll.
Flight run.
Four. It's actually, since his one is four, you also, so you need an 11.
Twelve.
Okay, so you also catch up.
Too late. I was gonna say, maybe you should stay and watch the others.
So the learning away that said got the humanoid.
Right. Yep. See, I told you it was singular. I knew it.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Can I?
Yeah, we've only got a force shield.
There's no way I can free it, right? Can I grapple with the robot?
Yeah.
I could?
Because he's only got a force shield. So you could get around it and grab her and try to pull her out of his arm.
No, that's not.
And rip her apart.
That's not good.
Well, depends. It might not hurt. It might, if you roll badly.
Let me see. Is there a safe way to do this?
You could aim and try to, like, blow his arm off.
And then fly real fast and catch her?
Sure. It would be hard.
Really hard? And you roll like my last roll?
No. Well, yes. Well, not as high, actually.
Can I just grapple to get his arm?
Okay, you can try that.
Loosen the arm.
So you grapple him
he's
and you
running,
try to loosen...
Right?
Yeah, he's just running away.
I mean, he's close enough to do a bomb. No.
Oops.
Okay, I'll try that. Grapple.
Okay, so you try to grapple. So it's pretty much going to be strength versus strength.
Oh.
He's got a strength of 5.
Really? That's it?
Yeah. Oh. That's pretty strong, man.
That's true. Alright.
You're immune.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll.
So I need like an 11. Oh, actually, 10. Right? Because I have 6.
Yeah, you need a 10.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that
rule. 11. So I just threw it.
Okay, so you managed to pry his hand open and she runs out and runs off.
Okay.
Eric, what do you want to do?
She's free, I
should. I'm right there.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Well. Enough to hit, I think.
Okay, so it's got this 7 body 12.
But I'm shooting behind, so does the shield count?
No, we twisted him around, so he's got a shield in front of him.
Body what?
12.
10 damage.
Okay. So it tries to punch you. Because you're right there. Actually, this is your guard pulling him. It grabs you and tries to squeeze you. Let's see. I know it's probably not a good idea because, you know, you're stronger than him, but... and your body's 5. Mm-hmm. So he does 1 point.
Ow! I'm out.
You were stopping it. Alright, what do you want to do? So he's hugging you.
He's got me? I can't break loose?
Sure you can. You can make a strike for a strike.
Can I break loose and go chase after you?
Sure, if you want.
She's in danger.
Alright.
Right?
From traffic?
No, I mean, obviously their target is her, so there could be another robot I don't know
That's
about.
That's true.
I'll do that.
Okay.
You're okay, right?
Probably not.
Stay away from him. Okay, I think I break out.
Okay, so you break out and chase after the girl?
Yeah.
Alright.
Look out, man.
So Rat flies off.
Hey, I'll look at the girl.
What do you want to do there?
Where are you going?
Rat. Let's see.
Shit.
Maybe he twisted the robot around again. Nope, still facing you. Unfortunate.
Body is what?
12.
Just start saving up my points by dimension drop.
Staggers and falls over.
Any media types there?
They'll show up after a while.
I guess I'll stick around.
So the police arrive. Photographers and cameras. Do you want to say anything?
Once again, the day is saved. No, that's kind of lame.
You can, though.
No comment.
Okay, once again, the day is saved by, what's her name again? Island City.
Island City.
Island City. Heroes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ick of the ass. One you can say by ick of the ass.
Okay. So, what are you going to do with the robots?
You can
come to the authority? Okay.
you
can take it to your... Like, you can take it to the base, you can take it to your headquarters, you can...
I am taking it to my lab.
To your apartment.
Mayday.
So you're going to take them to work?
I'm taking them to work.
Okay.
There's a property up. I'll do a background check on the girl.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Why right after her? Must be a reason.
14?
Let's see. You don't have any connections. So, she is...
I mean,
not as many. She's a professor, probably well-known robotics professor from South Africa. She was actually working with a lot of the other professors. Working, you know what I mean?
That's off.
She's one of those hot blonde professors that cuts around.
You guys should ask the All-Star Squadron for more info. They have a South Africa. South Africa, right?
Yeah.
They have a South
There's probably charter. Someone in South Africa.
They're worth checking out?
You want?
Sure. Nothing better to do.
Okay, so they say something like, Wait. Island City Heroes? The Lights Group. Right.
The Lights
we'll
Group.
We'll get back to you.
The Lights Group. Great. God damn. That's it. Screw it all. Never mind. Okay. It's okay.
Hey, you got an extra like half an hour for this.
I'll see if I can now. Fine. Find out anything more from her. From the source.
Alright. Well, she thanks you for staying here twice.
Oh, no problem. That's my job. By the way, where are you from? What's your name? What do you do? Tell me your life story.
Make a roll.
It's not going to be good.
Now you're trying to persuade her.
It's going to be ugly. Oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, double.
14.
Yeah, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, she tells you some stuff. She's, you know, she was born like Johannesburg.
So nothing,
she's always been interested in tinkering and stuff.
So nothing
and breaking
unusual,
things.
Right? Nothing unusual?
Not really. She was pretty fascinated with the robots, I think.
No. Do you know why they're after you?
How I can break them. No.
No clue? Not even a little bit? Made any enemies? Or any friends?
Jealous ex-lovers. Everybody else.
Nothing of the sort?
Except for Eric. It's me, everybody else.
Everyone in the room is a suspect. No one leaves this room. So, no? Nothing unusual?
No, she can't think of anything.
Okay.
Well, anybody would want
I'll ask the PI to dig into her.
Yeah, you have someone else to dig into her past?
Yeah.
That nice meeting.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? I'll ask Shannon to do it.
Shannon's on the road. He's on a case.
Shannon's secretary?
Well, now it's time to hear who sent the robots.
You do all the work anyway.
So tell me, whose speech was going to be next?
After that?
Yeah.
Probably humans.
It's an elaborate ploy because he had stage fright.
Could be.
He sent the robots so he wouldn't have to speak.
Or could be his enemy.
Keep him from speaking.
Yeah. So I ask you. Can you check into look into the what's her name?
Why?
Well, I think there may be a connection between the robots and her. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, because I'll gather all the scientists together and say that the convention's been placed down.
Okay.
Hit your dog. You have a dog, right?
Due to what is bizarre
for the color.
So
is it real? Pops out.
Take care of yourselves.
So
let's schedule this.
So are you saying them home, or are you saying perhaps we could fix this in a few days and just stick around?
Because if they stay here, they're still gathered together and
true.
Target. And yet, if they go away, they can be picked up one by one.
It's true, but they said they could help. You know, could investigate the robot. It's a group project.
That's true. It's
okay. Well, the robots are in my lab.
You're the project lead.
Or going to be in my lab. You know, all need security clearances and all that happy stuff to get into my lab. It's on a nightly basis, but other than that.
And that night.
So, I guess we should finish Donald's thing first.
And Donald's
turn.
Donald's trying to get a library book.
Is there an auditorium in my lab?
There is a conference room.
Is it booked? It's always booked.
No, not really.
Erase someone else's appointment.
We will relocate the convention to there and call it a conference instead of a convention. It's more secure.
Okay, so Donald, you're back at the key wall. With some money, Fox is still dominant.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there, you know, playing pool with some other guys.
Okay. Well, I'll try to get in the game with him first, and then ask him. You know, tell him who I'm looking for.
Ooh, a pretty lady wants to play with good old Slim, eh? Think you're up today?
That's
think
right.
You're up to it? Sit there, little bird?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Probably not.
Probably not. Let's roll. And we'll see how to roll really well. Let's roll.
I have a fair dex.
It's a game of intellect.
It's all about the angles, man.
Eight.
probably not good enough.
No, you got two damage for an amateur.
Do you win? If you know, if you win, you know something's up.
You don't worry.
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
He's pretty good.
Alright. Well, I tell him I'm looking for Cliff or whatever. The guy's name was.
Oh, Cliff.
Clifford? The quick thought.
Yeah.
Oh, Cliff McKnight. Haven't seen him in a while. Yeah.
He's dead. 10 years.
Bit of a bragger. Not very good with the full cube. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I heard
the
that.
The old cube.
But I heard he owed you some money and you might know where he ended up.
Yeah. Yeah, he did end up owing me a lot of money. But I knew if he would have... I knew he was probably not going to pay from being a unsuccessful writer and all. So I sold my marker to Tony Concerno.
Tony.
That was the last I heard of it.
He gets around. Okay, well, I'll try talking to Tony then.
Okay.
Fortunately, here he knows who I am.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, I'm looking for a library book. So, I'll go talk to Tony.
Okay. So, you go back to the laundromat?
Yeah.
Well, he's there.
Okay.
Getting late dinner. Dan, what's your name? Can I help you something?
Uh-huh.
What's your last name?
Price.
Price.
Very important to have an alliterative name.
Yeah.
Pee-pee.
Yep.
But isn't the pretty Miss Price. Come visit me again.
My name's BJ.
What can I do for you today?
Yep. How you doing? How you doing? I'm looking for a gentleman by the name of Cliff, whatever his
name is. Cliff
Montgomery? Something like that? McKnight. I'm thinking Montgomery.
Cliff McKnight.
Slim said he sold you his markers.
Buy a lot of markers.
Sure you do.
It's an investment. Much like Fannie Mae.
Well, if he's one of your investments, then maybe you know where he
is. McKnight.
I'm sure you'd be wanting to keep him safe.
Hmm.
Struggling writer.
Right. I remember now.
Not too good with a pool cue.
Yeah. You know, Cliff, he was a bad investment.
Uh-oh.
He died 10 years ago.
You know, yeah. Yeah, I had to bury him. Well, in IRS paperwork, of course.
Sure. Happen to remember where?
Well, I wouldn't be able to say.
How much would it cost to unbury him?
Oh, I'm afraid it's a bit late for that now.
I see.
Not that, you know, I'd know where he'd be if I was keeping track of where he is, because I'm not.
Right. You know who might?
No. Not really. I'll look around, you know, I'll ask around, see if anybody's seen him. And, I'll get back to you this time.
I appreciate it. I'm actually looking for some stuff he had with him when he disappeared, so.
Anything in particular?
Book.
Falcon?
Huh?
Black Falcon?
Not quite.
A book.
Statue of a black bird.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. A book, huh?
Bounty human flesh. No.
Okay. Let's see what I can find out. It's got a little interlude.
That night.
So the next day.
That night.
Oh, unless you want to do something that night.
I was going to ask her out.
Oh, okay.
More information. Information. I'm doing this for a team.
Right.
Sacrifices.
Okay.
To make.
So, all right. Meanwhile, you asked me to do background checks?
Yeah.
Well, give me the whole list of people and I'll do everybody.
All right.
Whoa.
Thorough.
Sure, the team player.
Those are the speakers.
Well, you get the whole list, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, there are more people than that.
Sure.
I'll start working on that. Okay.
We'll find out anything more. While she's drunk, no.
Make a roll. It's your usual goal, maybe. Not like you're a robotics expert or anything.
Never mind. I go visit my wife. Or something.
Yeah, she doesn't think you're very smart.
What? Tell her about my radiation research.
Oh,
you're on your cover.
Oh, wait. that was dumb. No, I know. Yeah, shoot. Damn. Got to be crazy. During the day, I do research.
Oh, see, that would have impressed her.
I'll tell you the scary thing is she's going to be at the lab tomorrow.
She won't recognize me. No one does. You don't even recognize me.
No.
It's my trick sunglasses, see?
Yeah, it's sunglasses.
Always. Are we okay? Alright, so. You guys doing anything that night?
Yeah, I wear glasses for a disguise.
Probably go to sleep.
I go visit my wife.
Work, great.
Go visit your wife again?
Yep. I feel guilty.
Trying to get her money for the operation.
Yeah.
You talk to her?
Yep.
Tell her about the girl you met?
No.
Okay.
I read on the blurb I was reading.
Oh, well. Could be something when she woke up.
What? What? I heard everything you said.
That's right. Don't tell her. Yeah,
entire 6 months
I was in college. Just
in case. Every night you come here and talk about some other girl you met.
Every I got better just like a slap in the face.
Alright. What are you going to do? No?
This is the wife.
Oh,
all
yeah,
night. All night.
All night?
No sleep. Because I feel guilty.
Alright.
Next day, I'm really groggy.
Next day.
You have some coffee?
I'll start examining the robots early.
Okay.
Coffee, please. Mm-hmm. Toast. Coffee, more coffee.
Yeah, I'll have my lab assistant make some coffee.
Alright.
He never gets it right, but I never ask him to do it anyway, so. And I'll look in the robot's components and see if any of them are like. Still have a manufacturer's name on some of the components or something.
Okay.
Should I make a detective roll for background checks?
Sure, make a detective roll.
Well,
19. You know everything.
Yeah, I think we get average.
Okay, so let's see. Robots. Well, no obvious markings about where they were made. You can.
Except for the forehead. The flag on the forehead.
Do some, metallurgical analysis and stuff, trying to find out where they got the metals, but that'll take a while.
Okay.
Eog.
You know, once you open them up, though, it is, you know, they are...
steam-powered. Aha! You think?
So So I can tell if the power source is non-magical or steam, can I?
No. They use transistors for the electronics.
Pilots inside are dead.
Who's transistor boy?
You are.
Don't move. I made these last week. Me.
What was it?
So, you know, the other person is there, and human has said, oh, the sister's not as sophisticated as mine, but not bad. All right, Donald finds out.
Everything. The whole thing.
Recycle?
Yeah. Just put it on the table. We'll pick it off like that. Okay, so you find out that human is not really from the UK.
Okay.
You also find out that the girl's not really from South Africa.
Okay. They're both really from the same place?
The same person.
Okay.
But you tracked it that far.
What the?
And they're not, you know.
Okay.
Not from there, so they're both governments are concerned.
Well, I'll let you guys know.
Or, you know, from your contact.
Sure.
Shocker, I say.
Well, Penny will get in touch with the superhero headquarters and pass that information along.
Oh my gosh.
Meanwhile, I will tell you guys, let me know next when you reconvene the convention and I'll be around. Okay.
Yeah. In the lab.
Miss the speakers are at my lab.
You don't need guards anymore, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's doable. I lock myself in my lab.
Sure.
And then I sneak out. On here. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm groggy, by the way. No sleep.
Hi, Groggy. Nice to meet you.
Huh? Are you here?
I said, hi, Groggy. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Groggy.
Groggy, the radiation man.
Okay. So anyway, so you guys are, you know, examining the robot, and you're talking.
During the whole thing, I'll pay more attention to those two.
Okay, and see, people are talking about...
No, no one can tell when looking at the time.
The research and the pros and cons of using, you know, this kind of robot design.
So, and I'll be there just as a volunteer extra.
Okay.
Security.
Personal favorite doing that.
Yeah. This time, if you need help, I won't be on the other entire side of the island.
Okay. So, do you find out anything more about these robots?
Not yet. Because.
All of a sudden,
through the ceiling, two more robots crash into
me. And they're 12 feet tall.
They are taller. Bigger robots.
But we're on an army base now.
Yep. These are 14 feet tall.
Oh my gosh. Oh, no possible way to get them.
Alright.
They look much like the other ones, except bigger, but they have gray eyes.
Gray eyes?
Yeah.
The other ones have red eyes?
Yep. Doesn't mean anything. Probably really does.
Gray is what? Natural resistance? Red
is
fire, right?
Right. Yeah, they do. If they're NetHack robots.
They don't have force yet. As far as you can tell. Nothing obvious like that.
So they're tough enough without the...
Could be.
Okay.
I lay prone on the floor, I give up.
Wow. One, two, three.
Not in the face, not in the face.
So I have 5 guests with me.
Okay.
Or do I have more of the...
you have... Well, those 5, sure.
And random, yes.
Let's just say those 5. Everybody else is kind of tired after that yesterday.
Okay, everyone else is kind of cowering in military.
One of them points at you.
Huh?
One of them points at you.
One of the robots points at me.
Yep, then he points at a wall.
These ones don't talk.
They don't say anything. So go ahead and make an initial roll.
Now there's a roll I could use.
That's not bad. Not good either.
Alright, what'd you get?
49.
Hi, what'd you get? 45. Okay, alright, what do you want
to do? 80 something. I'll grab 2 guys and get them inside my force field and get them the hell out of there.
Alright. What do you want to do? Oh, actually, you got hired, didn't you? Mm-hmm. What do you want to do there?
So how many people are milling around?
At this point, 3.
Okay, I'll try to get them out of the way.
Which 2 people do you hear?
Leave the girl, I say.
The 3rd one down on the list.
Okay. Who it is?
The 5th one down on the list.
In the circle. Alright. Alright, so you got those 2. So you're gonna.
I'll try to get the other 3.
Oh, okay. So you hustle the other 3 out?
If I can just shove them through a wall.
Sure. If we make a roll.
Shove them in the wall, not through the
wall. I'll roll really badly.
10.
Oh, that was gonna get 2. Okay. So you get them out.
They're in the wall. With their faces.
so they can watch.
They're trophies.
Huh? Ooh, what do you want to do?
Well, everyone's out, right?
Yeah.
Just me and 2 robots?
Yeah.
I will fly really fast around them so that...
Blast them both.
How quick do they look?
They seem to be a bit slower.
Aha!
Because they're bigger. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and you should have they have Dexter supplies.
Aha! They look like mechs, right?
They're only 7 now. No, they're still very small. Uh-oh.
22.
And your Dex is what?
9.
So 9.
9 versus
1,
7.
2, 3, 4, 5.
So 5, they have a body of 7.
5. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10 points.
Well, let's go down.
I told you what time I hit again.
Damn.
Oh, well. You guys can get back in now, I think.
Well, that was impressive. Well, I'll make a door for people to come back in by making part of the wall invisible and intangible. Door.
Okay. Wow, so now you have 4 of us.
Starting a collection here?
That's a good idea. I'll just start a collection. Use all of the ideas to build my bigger and stuff.
Sure.
I think 14 feet tall missile launchers right now.
Great. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with the idea of you having a better robot. You do enough damage with the one you got.
Better, bigger, stronger.
Of course.
Yours is what?
So...
9 feet? Inferior. 20 feet.
There we go. So 50 foot tall giant robot.
So the other people seem to be a little shaken up. Kubinet says, you know, these are amazingly technologically, you know, advanced robots, other than, you know, inferior electronics. If only they could make coffee.
I personally am getting annoyed at those robots.
More destruction.
Government property.
Government property this time. I'm decidedly annoyed.
I go outside.
Toaster has dust in it and...
Space guards, do you see anything? They came from the roof, right?
Yeah, they flew in.
Did they see, like, where they came from and stuff?
They came from the city.
They came from the city. Just from the city, huh? Nothing more specific than that?
Yeah, because this is outside the city.
Okay, so,
assuming they were flying or walking?
They were flying.
Okay.
I'll find out.
Wow.
I'll be back close. It's been one robot attack. It won't be another. I'll go into the city.
Okay.
To bring eyewitnesses.
What are you going to
do? I guess I should stay here.
You want to do anything?
Else? Actually, I can go with Wu, because if there's an emergency, he can turn me back in a hurry.
You gonna carry the girl?
I weigh nothing.
You grow for her?
I fly upside down.
I will be talking to the rest of the scientists. Whether they're getting pissed off at this and want to find the answer, or if they're getting scared.
For the most part, they're more curious about, you know, the robots and stuff. They're scared.
Okay.
Seeing as how, you know, they're so easy to take down.
Okay, well, let's start digging into these things and find a good meeting.
Okay. So make a roll for that. Your scientist here. So you got 4 rocks, it's easier. So it's reduced. Roll. Okay, then you have scientists of 9. Mm-hmm. And that. No. So obviously, you know, the robots are pretty similar. Same designer.
You figure out they're made of metal.
Yeah, they're made of metal. You know, metal is common to allied countries.
Oh.
So, I don't think they're Axis robots.
Ooh.
You also notice that there are some of the transistors were fried. You think maybe rad energy blasts or radiation blasts. But these robots seem to be susceptible to the radiation.
Aha.
These delicate little electronics, not like good old vacuum tubes.
I think I'd probably be using electronics in my robots as well. It's too big.
I probably gotta make a robot bigger. 20 foot.
I can use vacuum tubes.
Okay. So you bought the city? Make rolls.
I don't know how I can do this. I get nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're flying around, it's kind of, you know, it's a nice day. There's a carnival in town, lots of people.
Carnival?
Yeah.
Is it carnival?
No. The carnival. They said they have a huge snake ride. Oh wait, it's destroying the place. The huge snake robot. Actually, not huge. Let's see how big it is.
Let's get down there.
It's over 20 feet long. But it's just a big snake. Really thick, though. And then it like breaks the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel.
Oh my god!
People.
Stop that.
Okay, I'll go.
I'm gonna can't stop it. I'll try. Is it a huge Ferris wheel?
It's one of the big ones.
Yeah, I'll try.
You first screaming, ah! So you're just going to try to stop with your strength?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Yes.
Unlikely to work. Strangely, because your strength is only 6.
16.
Let's see. Big fairy.
When we fly over there, we can start grabbing people off it.
Actually, this is not huge. So it's about that. It's going at a speed of about that. And you want 16?
I'll at least try to slow it down.
You slow it down a little bit. It rolls over you.
Ow!
You take 2 points of damage.
Okay. I'll try to keep slowing
But you slow
down.
It down somewhat.
I'll keep slowing down.
Okay. Meanwhile, the giant snake.
I'll head over to the giant snake.
It's heading for the roller coaster.
Alright, I run over to the giant snake.
And then do what?
I don't know. Try to start pulling its guts out.
Tomato steel.
It's probably not going to work.
It's kind of hard. You could try to get inside.
Eat me!
Eat me!
Alright, I'll try to get
that would be good. Could work.
I'll try to jump down his throat.
So you're trying to make yourself, trying to make yourself into a tasty morsel?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a roll.
12.
So it looks at you and attacks. Okay. But you're not defending us?
Yeah, well, I mean...
But its standard attack is tail whip.
Okay,
It's a constrictor.
What's your body?
With phasing?
Yeah.
13.
So your dex is like...
5.
So you take 2 points from the quality?
Okay.
Then you find yourself in a dark place.
Alright, is it wet?
It's actually not very wet. Oh. It's like a storage compartment or something.
Alright, I start breaking stuff.
Okay.
Swallow something bad.
Meanwhile, you eventually cut the first wheel.
God, robot snake indigestion.
Alright, I'll get the people down and I'll fly back.
Oh, okay. So, make a roll.
13.
Okay. Use some damage. Snake. So you look at the snake, it's convulsing. It rolls around.
Damn it.
No. Rolls around very badly and Donald doesn't feel anything.
It was trying to toss me around inside and apparently failed horribly.
So Donald can make another tackle.
Not very good.
So it's kind of lying still, kicking feebly, wriggling around feebly. Hmm. What do you want to do?
Any innocent bystanders around?
Well, there's some, people around. Oh, the little keeping.
Well, I guess I'll just try to stop it. The only way I know how.
Stop
and then blast it.
Don't stop and then blast it.
Stop!
Drop
your...
forget it. Drop your
body, tell me. Try to shoot.
I'll just try to shoot it.
Okay, roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so you hit it, do some damage. It goes still.
Oh, okay. Wow. Nice shot, eh? How'd you do this?
Alright, I tell it.
Yet again, I post on camera.
Okay, I'll climb out. I'll climb out then.
I do this.
Okay, so you climb out. So Donald climbs out of Snake's mouth.
Well, there's got to be some eyewitnesses. Don't tell me that no one saw the snake. So I'll ask around.
Oh, it just came out of the river.
Out of the river?
River?
Yeah. There must be a river somewhere.
Alright.
We can attack the carnival.
Well, we should go find the river and trace it up and down. And
I'll tell you what happened through the radio. So we're going to check out the river.
Bring the snake here, please. Well, you can have the army come haul it up.
Yeah, have someone come out.
Okay, the army can do that.
It's kind of big and heavy.
I'll trace some kind of something.
Okay. So you trace up another river? Make roll. Okay. So you go up, and you find the trail where the snake came flew into the river.
Okay.
So you follow that
into the river?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I crawled over, went into the river, went around.
Okay, just kind of. All right.
Okay. And then got out of the river.
Okay. So we see where it went in, so we start following that back.
So you follow it back.
It came from Eric's lab.
So that's
how it is. Oh, well. Has to be done, I guess.
Yep.
We follow it.
So you follow it to a so some miles away.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Actually, make a roll. You can follow it this far.
19.
Okay. So you follow it to a sheltered cove where there is a cargo ship.
Cargo ship.
Yep.
Any markings?
Country of origin.
Yeah, like a flag, plank.
It is.
Big name painted on the side of the boat.
Yeah, it's a big name painted on the side of the boat.
But it's in German.
No, it's in English.
Oh.
The USS Robo Carrier.
No, the Banshee. How about that?
The Banshee?
Yep. Oh, it's, so there's nobody on board, but it's flying a, UK flag.
Okay.
UK flag.
Yeah.
You wanna
radio Eric and have him check out the registration and stuff.
Yeah, you wanna just go in and check it out?
Yeah, we should go on board.
Well, you can just go in and check it out, right?
Sure.
I'll keep an eye out here.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Huh? Check out the Banshee with the cargo, blah blah blah, that kind of crap.
Well, I'll check with shipmasters, the portmasters, and how do you check on boats.
Okay. So the big robot arrives. What the hell?
The big robot arrives. Where?
No, the snake robot.
Okay.
The snake robot. Okay.
What the? Not another one.
So I go on board the boat and start looking around.
Okay. Do you want to look at the snake robot?
Sure.
Go ahead, make a roll.
Good job, Sparky.
What's your roll?
7.
Okay.
I think it's made of metal.
This one's made of metal, too. It's metal. Connection.
Good thing you got that high scientist skill.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen you successfully use it yet.
No, nothing new.
Not today, are you?
Oh, definitely it's part of the set.
Collect them all. What's the last piece? Huge, giant robot. That's the last piece.
You notice they have, like, hooks and stuff, actually. It's, like, small hooks. Like, they're, like, they can get, like, extra weapons set.
You can be combined with one big robot. Like the Constructicon.
Okay, I'll try to check with the portmaster and see.
Okay.
So they're modular.
15.
Alright.
My master's dead.
I know who to ask.
So he says that a ship out of the UK that was reported missing.
Oh.
A couple months ago.
Missing?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was its previous designation?
Actually, it's a long time. Like a month ago.
And what was it
carrying?
No, 2 months is about right.
Oh, that's true for the UK. It just had, says here it had a shipment of machinery. Machinery parts.
Machinery
parts? Yeah, or machinery.
And what was its destination originally?
It was going to South America. Argentina. Farm machinery.
A lot of Germans in Argentina.
Registered Professor Ulan. Who would?
Is it?
No, actually, with a 15, now you know.
You need a 16 to know that.
Okay, so you look inside.
Mm-hmm. See a framed picture of Ulan Humanes with his arm around the girl and the robot thing.
The robot standing behind them.
I think that's a clue. What is this? I can't put my finger on it.
Even with the robot standing behind them holding flowers.
Mikro. Okay.
You find nothing.
No, it's, you find, like, schematics. Oh, what's this? Yeah, what the hell. You know, diagrams.
Okay.
The robots do combine. To one giant robot.
Construction.
Oh, God.
You want to check. Construct the con.
All right, well, I'll radio Eric.
Okay.
Okay, so he says that.
Ever heard of Transformers?
Dr. Prumina says, fool! It's too late now! As the robots come back alive.
Which doctor?
2 minutes.
Yes.
You found out too late. As the robots combine into...
Look for the master control on the ship.
Take it all back here.
Okay.
Oops.
You can take them all.
Yeah.
There's only one robot. Come on.
One huge robot.
One huge robot with what a body of 30 or something?
Well, it's pretty high.
Give me one good shot. One
you should have,
good shot.
You should have enough clues to defeat it. Well, maybe not you yourself. But, you know.
You know, the radiation specialist just next door.
Oh!
Yeah, locked in his room.
Yeah.
Strange that.
Well, he does it often.
Odd, huh?
I do that often.
That's true.
Oh my gosh!
It is an access robot then.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's such a smaller. But it's some kind of huge lizard thing.
Mecha Godzilla.
No way we can defeat that. Might as well give up.
And they're combining together into one in my lab.
More collateral.
What used to be your lab?
Okay. Well, sounds like the next adventure I'll be spending points on.
Humanist yells in a maniacal laughter.
And I never suspected him was.
Nah. Heroes are always, you know, very trusting.
Yeah.
Hey, I told you he wasn't from England.
Okay, that was suspicious.
No, too late. That's always.
Okay.
Shit.
See, if you roll high, you know that we combine to one.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't bring a snake in. We have arms and legs.
It's very a bomb sheltering thing in my in the lab complex area that I can get these scientists down into.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a basement.
Okay.
Or a blazing sword? Blazing sword?
No.
Or a
blazing sword. We're okay.
And then it, like, lashes out with its flame breath and destroys the car tower.
Oh my gosh!
Okay. Well, you can go. You're much faster than him.
Get us back there, Lou!
I shoot him in it. Okay, I'll try.
All right.
Why? We'll give him an hour. I guess I should get my flight up.
And after I shoot him, I tell the scientist where to go. Nine. What's his dex?
Oh, that's not very high.
It's like two.
12! It's not two. It's not very high. I don't think it's
only 15.
Not like a regular villain.
Yeah, big metal villain.
Four.
If only one of us had magnetism powers.
This?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, wait, no, wait. I didn't.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Maybe. My acting is... And he's got a four.
You probably don't do any damage anyway.
I can
heal at seven. Yeah, you need a seven.
Oh, I hit.
Probably don't do any damage. Well, unless it's...
He's only a normal person.
He looks tough. Neither.
It's not like he has a special suit or anything on. Oh, were you trying to kill him?
Hell no.
So you still hit him?
No.
Aha! Good thing too, because you probably could kill him.
I'm fine, probably two as well.
Are you not shooting the...
Not a five of yours.
You were shooting Humanit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good thing he laughs maniacally and smashes his robot. Perhaps he's...
It's Tinker.
Finally, you know, gone over the edge.
It's Tinker for someone else.